This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. A modest tax cut for Australians has been announced in the federal budget. A worker on an average income of $79,000 will receive $268 from July 2026, rising to $536 in the following year. The measure is projected to cost $17 billion over the next 3 years. Other cost-of-living measures include a $150 energy bill rebate, cheaper medications, and $8.5 billion to lift bulk billing rates. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Australians would feel a positive impact from the budget.
Every Australian will get a tax cut, and it builds on the tax cuts that have begun this year, so that average workers will get over $2,500 as a result of the measures that we've put in place, measures that were opposed by the Coalition. They want to cut everything, cut your education, cut health. The only thing they don't want to cut is your taxes.
US President Donald Trump says his administration will look into the use of social media app Signal by White House officials. It comes after revelations that Mr. Trump's national security advisor, Mike Waltz, added a journalist to a Signal group chat where officials discuss plans for military strikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen early this month. Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth, Vice President J.D. Vance, and other senior security officials were also in the group. The journalist added to the group chat, Atlantic Editor-in-Chief Jeffrey Goldberg did not reveal details of the strike at the time. Speaking to reporters at the White House, President Trump defended Mr. Waltz while appearing to insult Mr. Goldberg.
The attack was totally successful. It was, I guess, from what I understand, took place during, and it wasn't classified information. So this was not classified. Now, if it's classified information, it's probably a little bit different. But I always say you have to learn from every experience. I think it was very unfair the way they attacked Michael. He's a good person. The person that was on just happens to be a sleazebag.
The creator of a new documentary on the future of the National Rugby League says the rise of women in the game is a positive development. Camilla Roy and Ngati woman Marley Silver is the host, writer and executive producer behind the documentary Skin in the Game, which considers issues around gender and violence in and out of the sport. The first-time documentary filmmaker says the project was initially inspired by her childhood as the daughter of Indigenous rugby league legend Rod Rocket Silver, who played for the Bulldogs and Roosters. She told NITV Radio the project then took on a life of its own.
Over the last couple of years, but a real explosion last year with the horrific epidemic of gendered violence and women dying at the hands of their partners. We know that rugby league sometimes has been associated with the problem when it comes to gendered violence, but I also know, because of what my dad has experienced and what I get to see as a rugby league reporter on the sidelines, is this game also has the great opportunity to do good and to create the change that we need to see.
Skin in the Game premiered on NITV over the weekend and is now available to view on SBS On Demand with subtitles in Arabic, simplified Chinese, traditional Chinese, Korean and Vietnamese. A new stadium is set to be built in Victoria Park for the 2032 Brisbane Olympic and Paralympic Games. The announcement by Queensland Premier David Crisafulli goes against an election pledge he made last year. He says the private sector will build the entertainment hub project at an old industrial site next to the Brisbane Cricket Ground, also called the Gabba. The Premier says there was not enough time to upgrade the Gabba before the Olympics.
It became a choice between spending billions on temporary facilities and temporary stands that delivered no legacy or securing the future of AFL and cricket at a new home.
In football, Australia is a step closer to qualification for the 2026 World Cup after a 2-0 win against China. The win over China has meant Australia retains the second automatic qualification spot in Group C. Socceroos coach Tony Popovich says attention now turns to the upcoming games against Japan and Saudi Arabia in June.
We're in front when we started this window, and can we stay there at the end of the window? So we did our part, we got 6 points, we extended our lead to 3, so we're in a good position. It's in our hands, but we have to get the job done. Wonderful 2 games coming up, firstly Japan in Perth. It'll be a special match, and we're really looking forward to that.
That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan.